I'd like now to welcome to the program Gil Martinez. He is running for City Council in District 3. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, MC.
So, okay, you are running for City Council. Why did you choose to run?
Well, my decision to run for City Council is that I like to see more accountability and transparency on how we're spending taxpayers' money. That's been a concern of mine since I moved to Santa Fe 32 years ago. The city has done a good job. I think we can do a better job. But here again, I think we need to educate the public on how their funds are being well spent. During the 2008 crisis, a lot of jobs, a lot of financial issues have been brought up, and I think we need a little bit more oversight in how we're spending our taxpayer money.
What areas do you think are not clear or not transparent right now?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been doing some auditing work on behalf of the city up to December 6th, and my responsibility there was to audit how the city was paying their utility bills. Let me just say this, MC, there's been a discrepancy on how we were paying the bills. This is just a small piece. I think I've been very familiar with all the other departments, all the divisions, and I think we just need to go back and look at the budgets, look how they've been spent, and how accountable they have been doing in the last 5 years.
What are some of the other issues in the city that are important to you?
Police presence in the city of Santa Fe. I understand a good majority of our police officers live in Rio Rancho and Albuquerque. I think it's time that we house these officers here in Santa Fe. I do understand that the reason they're in Rio Rancho is because of the affordable housing. That's one thing Santa Fe has challenged here for many years. But I think with the vast vacancies, the full closures in Santa Fe, I think there's room for negotiations with the banks and with the officers. Not those who are now in Rio Rancho, but maybe with the new officers who are wanting to be cadets and work in Santa Fe.
So you think the city could buy foreclosed houses?
Well, I'm not asking that the city look into it. It's between the officer and the bank.
What about crime? We have a lot of burglary. Now we have burglary resulting in murder, horrible situations here in Santa Fe. What should the city do?
Well, as I just previously indicated, we need more police presence in the city of Santa Fe. The more officers we have housed in our residential area, the more awareness possibilities would decrease. But I think we need to start at home. One of the things I like to do as city council is to build neighborhood networks throughout District 3, and not just District 3, throughout the entire city. I think we need, as a homeowner, start relying on ourselves, our neighbors. We've seen the issue with police. They're so busy doing other things that in order for them to respond to a burglary, it's not going to be an instantaneous response. Our resources are down. I believe we're 16 officers short.
When you say they're busy doing other things, what are they doing?
Well, crime, aside from burglary, homicides, traffic accidents, drugs, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's talk on a completely different subject about job creation. There's the continual question of how to keep our younger, smart people here and how to create long-term sustainable jobs. What are your ideas?
Well, to be honest with you, we haven't done a very good job. All of my children who graduated from high school and went to UNM and graduated as well have a successful career in their lives, but they all live out of sight Santa Fe. The reason being there's not a good job market here in Santa Fe. I think we need to reestablish our partnership with the Santa Fe Public Schools. We also need to partner up with Sandia Labs, Los Alamos Labs, and other companies and see what we can do to support creation of new jobs. My question today is, let's find out who's out there today. What 50 top companies do we have inside the city's limits? Ask those companies if they can add one more FTE, a full-time employee, and see the financial impact. But I think we need to emphasize job creation here in Santa Fe, because we're not doing a very good job.
What kind of new jobs or companies
well,
do you think?
I have to compliment the Santa Fe Incubator. They've done a great job nursing new businesses, new entrepreneurs into the business world. I think we need to emphasize that program and provide more assistance, whether it's financial or, here again, students who are ready to go into business and develop some internships as well.
You worked for PNM for many years. How does your work for PNM prepare you for city council?
Well, as a PNM employee for 30 years, you know, retired 10 years ago, I've had a long-lasting relationship with city government ever since I've been here. And some of the projects I have developed back then are still being used today. For example, our transit system is run by natural gas. I was one of the lead team members to get with the city of Santa Fe and ask them to consider natural gas as their primary fuel instead of using diesel or gasoline. Santa Fe's been known as a clean air community. Well, that was my priority, is to keep this clean air and run it with natural gas, which is the cleanest burning fuel. We also have our water pumping needs that we pump water from the abutment system using natural gas engines, which is saving the community a lot of money, than using electric motors. So that's still been in use since mid-80s. Of course, the BAS transit system's been around for many years as well. I've always had a lasting relationship with the city. I've developed, I negotiated the franchise agreement with the gas company. We also pilot the project with the electric franchise, which still has not been settled. But I've worked with every city department since I've been here.
You mentioned a moment ago a partnership with the school system. What would that look like? How is the school system failing? How could the city help?
Well, you know, the schools are run by the state. You know, there's two different identities. The city is the city and the schools are schools. But I think if we can bring mentors into the school system or leaders within the school system, as I do, I substitute teach on a weekly basis at all grade levels. And I think...
What subject?
Well, mostly the bilingual skills
in
elementary schools. But I've done history, math, English, but anywhere there's a need. But you know what? One thing I find when I go into the schools, these students look up to and ask the questions, how did I get to where I am today? And how successful was I in my job, in my education field? One of the things I do, especially when I go into the high school, regardless of what class, first thing I make it very clear that you will graduate, regardless of what is happening in your life or at home. Your ambition today, with me here, hopefully someone else is going to tell this to you as well. You will graduate. That's one of the things that we've seen very little of here in the last 4 or 5 years, a decrease in graduation rate. I think if we bring in more people who care about our school system into the classroom and hopefully, again, offer some internships, that these students will probably have a future. That's one of the things we need to also do with the city of Santa Fe, is establish a visionary plan. Where do we want our constituents to be in the next 3 to 5 years, especially in the sustainability of our financial situation with the city government? Do we have the funds to do what we need to do in the next 5 to 10 years?
And how would you go about creating such a plan?
Well, we first need to look at our revenue stream at the city of Santa Fe. Where's all our revenue coming from? We also need to look at our budgets. How well we've been accounted for. And see if there's any possibilities of looking at shortfalls. Realign ourselves. And really, is it a need or a want? Of course, many people want wants. But is it really a need? I think we need to refocus our financial responsibility.
We've got just a little moment left. Anything you want to say to the voters of Santa Fe District 3?
There's three of us running for this district. We all seem to have the same qualifications and views, but my response to those in District 3 is to come out and vote. One vote makes a difference. So I urge everyone in District 3 to come out and vote. Your vote is very important.
Ladies and gentlemen, vote. Tuesday, March 6th is Election Day. The buses are free that day, and it is your civic right and responsibility. Thank you so much, Gil Martinez, for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, MC.